Section 130 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kaiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Elizabeth Palmer, Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. Why? Yes and no. Yes, but that is just what I fail to comprehend. Yes, I dare say. Yes, if you will be so good. Yes, it was extraordinarily fine. Yes, that is my earnest wish. Yes, that's undeniable. Yes, you were saying. You agree with me, I know. You are a profound philosopher. You are a severe critic. You are delightfully frank. You are greatly to be envied. You are heartily welcome. You are incomprehensible. You are incorrigible. You are kind and comforting. You are most kind. You are not consistent. You are not serious, I hope. You are not seriously displeased with me. You are quite delightful. You are rather puzzling today. You are right to remind me of that. You are unduly distressing yourself. You are very complimentary. You are very gracious. You are so tremendously kind about it. You're succeeding admirably. You're taking it all much too seriously. You're talking nonsense. You're very good, I'm sure. You ask me, but I shouldn't wonder if you knew better than I do. You astonish me greatly. You behaved with great forbearance. You can hardly be serious. You cannot regret it more than I do. You could not pay me a higher compliment. You did it excellently. You did not clearly understand what I meant. You don't seem very enthusiastic. You excite my curiosity. You flatter my judgment. You have a genius for saying the right thing. You have asked me a riddle. You have asked the impossible. You have been wrongly informed. You have done me a great service. You have had a pleasant time, I hope. You have my deepest sympathy. You have my unbounded confidence. You have received a false impression. You have such an interesting way of putting things. You interest me deeply. You judge yourself too severely. You know I'm in an agony of curiosity. You know I'm not given to sentimentality. You know the familiar axiom. You leave no alternative. You look incredulous. You may be sure of my confidence. You may rely on me absolutely. You might make an exception. You must have misunderstood me. You must not fail to command me. You overwhelm me with your kindness. You really insist upon it? You rebuke me very fairly. You say that as though you were surprised. You see how widely we differ. You see, it's all very vague. You see things rose-colored. You seem to be in a happy mood. You seem to take a very mild interest in what I propose. You shock me more than I can say. You speak in enigmas. You speak with authority. You surely understand my position. You take a great deal for granted. You take a pessimistic view of things. You take me quite by surprise. You will admit I have some provocation. You will become morbid if you're not careful. You will have ample opportunity. You will, of course, remember the incident. You will please not be flippant. You will understand my anxiety. Your argument is facile and superficial. Your consideration is entirely misplaced. Your judgments are very sound. Your logic is as clever as possible. Your opinion will be valuable to me. Your request is granted before it is made. Your statement is somewhat startling. End of section 130. This recording is in the public domain.